This summer, rush hour has been a little less dreadful for Los Angeles commuters who get stuck behind a dusty white truck. That's because it also serves as a stage for a rush hour puppet show. NPR's Neda Ulubi tailgated the show's creator, artist Joel Kayak, as he hit the streets.
In a parking lot near the Golden State Freeway, the artist is stripped down to his underwear. Joel Kayak squeezes into a black bodysuit that makes the skinny 37-year-old look even skinnier. He pops open the back hatch of his truck, where he's about to perform.
It's tight. There's two of us in there. There's an FM stereo transmitter right there, a CD player. The puppets are stacked on either side, and those are in the order that we do the shows.
The puppet show is called Super Clogger, just like clogged LA highways during rush hour. Kayak takes me through his cast.
This is Alexei. He's a Eastern European iron worker.
Super Clogger is a bunch of short vignettes with a common theme. Characters like Alexei coping with uncertain conditions or being controlled.
Well, these are just party girls, these two girls. They don't really have names.
They all look like funky, grimy, homemade Muppets. Kayak has a graduate degree in visual arts. It explains his language when he answers the question, why a rush hour puppet show?
I like things that are moving in and out of control, like negotiations of, like, agency and resignation, and for me, the traffic jam is that.
It's showtime. Kayak consults with a driver and a fellow puppeteer.
Are we doing the 110?
We'll go down to the south part of SC, go down to Exposition and get on like 37th. Yeah. It looked like it was really jammed.
Jammed. That's a good thing.
Oh man, we're going to be able to do like three performances between here and like the 101. All right, we'll see you out there.
I follow in my rental car as Kayak's truck inches onto the super clogged freeway. I'm perfectly positioned to watch the show he puts on in the back of the truck. The sound comes through a tiny FM broadcast car radios can pick up if they're within 200 feet. Soon, a sign pops up in the back window.
It says, please tune to 89.5. We are. We're coming up on the Adams Boulevard exit. We can see downtown Los Angeles.
Super Clogger.
At first, other cars don't notice the show, but soon I'm part of an audience, a captive, mobile audience, with guys in fancy sports cars and battered trucks full of laborers. Everyone's staring, pointing, laughing. But commuters are not the only ones paying attention.
Oh my God, there's a highway patrol guy. And I'm gonna let him cut in. Oh, they're getting pulled over. Oh, this is so rough.
That show ended prematurely. Artist Joel Kayak did not get in trouble, although the cops did not quite buy his academic theories of offering a space of engagement for drivers to reflect on the chaotic structures of their daily routine. Curator Cesar Garcia of the nonprofit LAX Art that sponsored the show made sure in advance everything was legal.
I mean, there's nothing that leaves the vehicle. There's nothing that exits the vehicle. The truck has been modified. The seats are bolted onto the bed of the truck. They're wearing seat belts. It's insured.
All part of Kayak's first large-scale public art project, intended to raise questions for Angelinos spending so much time on the 5, on the 10, on the 101, and the 405.
How you make the world that you want around you and how you have to compromise with what the world's giving you. There's that flow between those two things, and I think that formally, you know, the traffic jam is sort of the perfect metaphor to explore that.
Kayak sees elegance in the controlled choreography of vehicles moving towards and away from each other, all different shapes and colors. And he says he enjoys proving public art can be more than just a big bronze sculpture. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
This is NPR News.